Okay, this will be my last booth from the festival. I am from Ratitude. I am in the BAFTA film and music tent, and Peter Gregson's just taken to the stage.
Well, I've never been DJed before, so thanks very much, Nick. That's great. I'm going to play Gabriel Prokofiev's cello suite for multi-track cellos first. He again sends his apologies, but Paris is quite far away. And it's in four movements. The first one is called Auto Pulsar. The second one is called Float Dance. The second one's called Jerk Driver. The third one's called Float Dance. And the last one is Tough Strum. And after that, I will play a piece by Johan Johansson called To Me Non Perdre Mai, and then vocal by Max Richter.
Great! Okay, so Chris is about to start, and I'll have a chat with him later. Okay, now, there may have been a pause there, I don't know. Anyway, it's now after the concert, which was absolutely fantastic. Contemporary Orchestra, Peter Gregson, and I'm now standing out in the rain by the entrance to the backstage, because obviously they won't let me through, since I only have a paid ticket and I'm not a performer here. Peter says he's going to come join me when he's packed up his cello, but we'll see. We were in there and he suddenly got a larger audience than I think he'd anticipated, because it started absolutely pissing down with rain, which is sort of the tendency for British summers, obviously. So a lot of damp people came in and stood at the back, and I hope they enjoyed what they got, because it was Gabriel Prokofiev's concerto for multi-tracked cello, and then Max Richter's vocal, which is a piece of that Peter's played before, which I really enjoy. Okay, I'm being stared at the moment by Joe Smith, but that will probably pass. Anyway, Peter should be here soon. If it just starts raining, I'm going to abandon him. Okay, so Peter's come out now.
Hello.
That was a fantastic concert. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One of the highlights of Latitude, clearly.
Awesome.
Bye, guys. And the adoring fans surrounding you. So, firstly, what did you think of the rain? What did you think of having to cope with the booming bass from outside?
The booming bass. Well, the rain really justified my entire audience. Because it kind of cleared up in the middle and they left. And then it came back again and it was great because everyone was hiding. And then the bass kind of represented a great level of challenge because the sound guy didn't appear to know that it was bassy. And the cello is quite bassy. And so there was a lot of bass. But, you know, bass is what makes the world go round.
But I thought it worked really well, and it was just a beautiful interlude in the day of proper art. So thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
And it was lovely to hear vocal again, because I've heard you perform that now 3-4 times.
Yeah.
So it's nice to come back to a piece and see how you do different things with it.
In a different environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Familiarity, brings enjoyment.
Exactly. Right, so you've got a can in your hand. I suspect you're about to go drinking.
We're about to go drinking. We're about to go eating as well. We get food vouchers. Food vouchers.
Are there no limits to the privileges?
I'm not going to answer that.
Right, okay. Well, say goodbye to the Audioboo audience.
Bye-bye, Audioboo.